Basic 7 Tools of Quality V7. For the successful implementation and use of quality tools, it is critical that the appropriate tools be selected to address the problem. Employees have training on the approach and/or how to interpret the results. Key employees have in-depth knowledge of the process, including what data to collect and how to prepare them. Consistent application of quality tools and techniques will ensure that results are comparable and the benefits of quality are fully realized by the organization. This advice applies to the basic 7 tools to be presented next, to the 7 new tools discussed separately in this topic, and to any other quality tools that might be selected. 7 problem-solving tools were developed in Japan and North America in the last century. The basic 7 tools of quality, B7, are defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Tools that help organizations understand their processes in order to improve them. The tools are the cause and effect diagram, also known as the fishbone diagram or the Ishikawa diagram, check sheet, flow chart, histogram, Pareto chart, control chart, and scatter diagram. These tools help organizations understand processes in order to improve them. They are called basic because they are relatively simple and easy for people to use or understand, people who aren't statisticians. They also are examples of visual communication. Each of these tools is discussed more next. Check sheets. Definition/description. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a check sheet in part as follows. A simple data recording device. The check sheet is designed by the user to facilitate the user's interpretation of the results. Check sheets are often confused with data sheets and checklists. A check sheet is used to tally and summarize individual occurrences. It is designed for a specific application to capture data about the presence or absence of critical features. The check sheet lists categories of quality issues. The observer makes a check against each category for each occurrence noted. Use. Check sheets are used to record the number of times a particular type of event occurs in real time. The row and column totals can be summed and categorized. The results are simply data that can be interpreted using other tools, such as a histogram or Pareto chart, or they can be used to calculate basic statistics, such as defects per operator over a given time period. Example. Exhibit 8-8 shows an example of a check sheet used for recording reasons for product returns of various styles of in-stock doors. Exhibit 8-8, check sheet tallying reasons for returns. Pareto charting and analysis. Definition/description. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a Pareto chart as follows. A bar graph that displays the results of a Pareto analysis. It may or may not display the 80-20 variation, but it does show a distinct variation from the few compared to the many. Pareto charting and analysis are based on Pareto's law, which is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, part as follows. A concept developed by Vilfredo Pareto, an Italian economist, that states that a small percentage of a group accounts for the largest fraction of its impact or value. This tool applies the Pareto principle in the form of a bar graph. Categories of data are ranked, usually from left to right along the x-axis, from most significant to least. The y-axis shows reference ranges, for example, number or percentage of occurrences. A cumulative percentage line plots the category contributions to the whole, making it easier to identify the 80-20th cut, the 20% of factors that are creating 80% of the problems. Use. Pareto charting slash analysis distinguishes between the vital few categories that contribute most of the issues and the trivial many categories of infrequent occurrence. The idea is to support more focused and therefore cost-effective quality improvement. Example. Exhibit 8-9 shows how the results of many check sheets compiled over time have resulted in certain percentages of types of reasons for returns, which are ranked from most to least common per Pareto chart rules. Exhibit 8-9, Pareto chart. The line starting from 0 and moving up to 100% shows the cumulative sum formed by adding each additional column to the running total as the chart is read from left to right. The left vertical axis shows the total number of instances. The right vertical axis shows the equivalent percentage. The sum of the first two categories of reasons for returns is 70%, which is close to the 80% part of the Pareto 80-20 rule of thumb, but this is 40% of the causes shown, 2/5. However, the other category might contain a large number of infrequent causes. If the other category contained, for example, 6 causes, then the first 2 causes would be 20%, 2/10. Regardless of the precise number of causes, the first 1 or 2 of these causes would be called the significant few in Pareto terminology. The remaining number would be called the trivial many. The chart shows that addressing the first 2 problems will resolve the majority of product returns, thus giving the highest return on investment for improvement initiatives. Cause and effect diagrams. Definition/description. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the cause and effect diagram. This is a partial definition and a synonym, fishbone analysis, as follows. Cause and effect diagram, a tool for analyzing process dispersion. It is also referred to as the Ishikawa diagram because Kaoru Ishikawa developed it, and the fishbone diagram because the complete diagram resembles a fish skeleton. The diagram illustrates the main causes and subcauses leading to an effect symptom. Fishbone analysis, a technique to organize the elements of a problem or situation to aid in the determination of the causes of the problem or situation. The analysis relates the effect of the environment to the several possible sources of the problem. This tool diagrams causes for a quality problem, starting with the effect and then identifying all possible causes for the effect. Use. The purpose of the diagram is to brainstorm possible root causes of a symptom. The cause and effect diagram supports analysis of how to solve a problem or capture an opportunity and focus on ways to improve processes. The 5 whys approach can be used in combination with the cause and effect diagram in order to expand each cause. This approach is defined as follows in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. A common practice in total quality management that involves asking why 5 times when confronted with a problem. By the time the answer to the 5th why is found, the ultimate cause of the problem is identified. Example. Exhibit 8-10 shows an example of a cause and effect diagram. In this case, the symptom being investigated is freight claim returns related to poor packaging, which resulted in damaged product being received. Exhibit 8-10. Cause and effect diagram. The first thing to do when constructing a cause and effect diagram is to list the symptom at the head of the fish. Then, the skeleton is created by adding a line from the symptom and 6 main bones. These are the categories of causes to explore, and the following are commonly used because they are fairly comprehensive in terms of the possible sources of variation in a process. Note that the examples included in parentheses below are possible sources of manufacturing variation. Environment, dust, temperature changes, humidity, lighting. People, operator training, level of experience. Materials, poor quality or highly variable materials. Measurement, miscalibrated tools giving the wrong result, the wrong things being measured. Methods, flawed process steps or flow between steps. Machine, poorly maintained equipment or the wrong equipment. Next, brainstorming participants add potential root causes under the appropriate categories, perhaps adding subsets of these smaller bones as needed. Participants keep going until all potential causes have been listed. The use of the categories helps ensure that participants are thorough. Since this is a brainstorming exercise, there are no bad ideas. Its purpose is to be innovative, so the chart can be as simple or as complex as needed to list all potential causes. Once all potential causes have been listed, the next step is to narrow the list down to just those items that the group agrees are the most likely root causes or are at least worth exploring further. There may be more than one root cause. Continuous improvement efforts can then be directed to those areas. Flowcharts. Definition/description. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a flowchart and related terms as follows. Flowchart. A chart that shows the operations, transportations, storages, delays, inspections, and so on related to a process. Flowcharts are drawn to better understand processes, and they are an output of a flowcharting process. The flowchart is one of the 7 tools of quality. Process flow, the sequence of activities that, when followed, results in a product or service deliverable. Process flow diagram. A graphical and progressive representation of the various steps, events, and tasks that make up an operations process. It provides the viewer with a picture of what actually occurs when a product is manufactured or a service is performed. Flowcharts use commonly accepted symbols, ovals to represent process boundaries or terminators, rectangles, or sometimes circles to represent operations. diamonds to represent decision points, and so on. Other symbols may be used depending on the type of chart. Some charts list operation times as well as the process flow. Another type is a cross-functional swim lane flow chart, where functional areas are shown in rows or columns so that it is easy to see which department does which part of the process. This might show where interdependencies or inefficiencies exist among departments. Use. Flowcharts depict complex processes, identifying interdependencies that can cause potential bottlenecks or opportunities for efficiency, for example, running tasks simultaneously rather than concurrently. Flowcharts can be powerful tools to visualize processes and improve them, such as streamlining processes to reduce unnecessary steps. They can also be used to visualize causes of problems. Examples. Exhibit A-11 shows a flowchart of the packaging process for a door manufacturer. Exhibit 8-11, flowchart. In this example, the process starts when the completed unit is received from manufacturing. First, the initial packaging is added. Then the package is shrink-wrapped. The diamond represents a decision point where inspection occurs. If the packaging is rejected, the process loops back for rework. If accepted, it is put in the final box and sent to the shipping area. Studying flowcharts might reveal ways to improve a process. For example, perhaps inspection did not occur previously and this is the to-be state. Perhaps inspection occurred at the wrong point, such as after the outside box was added, and it was hard to determine if there were issues with packaging alignment. Another type of flowchart is a cross-functional chart, as seen in Exhibit 8-12. It is used to visualize responsibility for process steps when multiple departments, functions, or people are involved. The process steps carried out by each function, department, or person are placed in their own row. Exhibit 8-12, cross-functional process map. Histograms, definition/description. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a histogram in part as follows. A graph of contiguous vertical bars representing a frequency distribution in which the groups or classes of items are marked on the x-axis. The number of items in each class is indicated on the y-axis. The pictorial nature of the histogram lets people see patterns that are difficult to see in a simple table of numbers. The histogram graphically depicts the sorting of data into groups arranged in the shape of a frequency distribution, showing a central tendency in dispersion. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines frequency distribution as follows. A table that indicates the frequency with which data falls into each of any number of subdivisions of the variable. The subdivisions are usually called classes. Histograms are simply vertical bar charts. Unlike in a Pareto chart, the results are not ranked by frequency. Instead, histograms visualize the actual data such as per time period or by ranges of results so the results are easier to understand. The bars show frequency in terms of numbers of items or a percentage of items. Use. Histograms are used to sort data and to support rapid comparison of categories of data. Histograms can include a target value or a range of values. They can show negative values. Histograms with four quadrants show positive and negative values for both the X and Y axis. They can also be designed to show comparisons over time, usually through multiple columns for each category. Example. Exhibit 8-13 shows a histogram of the number of dents found on products returned because they were dented. It shows that most units were in the range of 2 to 3 dents, with fewer or more dents being less frequent. This information might be used to show that multiple areas of packaging need to be addressed. Exhibit 8-13, histogram. Scatter diagrams / scatter charts. Definition/description. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a scatter chart, also called a scatter diagram or scatter plot, in part as follows. A graphical technique to analyze the relationship between two variables. Two sets of data are plotted on a graph, with the y-axis used for the variable to be predicted and the x-axis used for the variable to make the prediction. The graph will show possible relationships. Although two variables might appear to be related, they might not be. Those who know most about the variables must make that evaluation. A scatter chart or diagram plots data points against two variables that form the chart's x and y-axis. Each axis is scaled. The pattern formed by the plotted data describes the correlation between the two variables. The tightness of the clustering indicates the probable strength of the correlation. A line rising from the lower left quadrant to the upper right quadrant indicates a positive correlation. as X increases, I increases. A line falling from the upper left quadrant to the lower right quadrant indicates a negative correlation. As X increases, I decreases. Use. Scatter charts can be used to test possible causal relationships and narrow focus on subsequent tests. This type of diagram is most useful if the two variables relate to each other. Example. Exhibit 8-14 is an analysis of how many doors were packaged on a particular day of the month, and it shows that this level rose steadily throughout the month. A trend line was added to show this general increase. Exhibit 8-14, scatter diagram. This type of analysis might be made, for example, if a cause and effect analysis considered a possible root cause of poor packaging to be overworked employees. Further study could determine whether more poorly packaged doors were shipped at the end of the month. However, if the packaging itself was simply not robust enough given the hard handling of third-party package services, the real root cause would be the quality of the packaging, and this scatter diagram would be showing a coincidence rather than a real cause and effect situation. Control charts. A control chart is based on a series of samples taken through time and assumes that all samples are taken from the same process, that is, that the setup, materials, and other conditions are normal. Ideally, only common causes should be present in a process because these represent a stable, predictable process. The control chart for a process should have nearly all of its data points within the statistical control limits, and if not, there are quality issues that need to be addressed. Control charts are covered in detail in the discussion of continuous improvement.